You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Father's Day is almost here. Visit the Cleveland Browns team shop at First Energy Stadium this week for 10% off polo shirts for Dad. Just mention Dad at checkout. Be sure you do that to get the discount. The team shop is open 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. 7 days a week. You can also shop online on the Browns mobile app or at shop.clevelandbrowns.com. Very pleased to be joined right now by a guy who I think has had a terrific offseason of workout, just watching these practices day in and day out. He is cornerback Buster Skrine. Buster, welcome back to the show.
Thanks for having me here.
This really has been impressive, just watching you on a daily basis out there. And I don't want this to come, like I'm saying this, like this is a surprise, but it's just noticeable. It looks like you've taken your game to another notch, another level. And honestly, when you look at the competitiveness that's been created, they drafted a player at your position in the first round in Justin Gilbert. And it just looks like your response is, okay, bring him on.
Yeah, I take on that same role every year. I wasn't drafted the highest. You know, there's always going to be guys who come in drafted higher than you, paid more than you. But at the end of the day, it's all a competition. So I just go out there and compete at the best of my ability.
Buster, you have elite top-level speed. We know that. But I believe, and I've talked about it for a couple of years, people don't realize how physical you like to be. So with this new regime coming in, and you know Mike Pettine and your D coordinator, Jim O'Neill, they love corners that can play press man out there on the island. How much did that fit into your mindset about where you wanted to take your game, knowing that this is what they're going to ask of you?
I just want to fit his scheme. He likes people to be he likes receivers to have a hard time at the line. So that's big for us this year. Last year wasn't as much as a disruption at the line, but this year we're disrupting receivers at the line. Throws the quarterback's timing off. So just a new scheme and doing things the way he wants us to do it. We're all trying to learn it and just do it the best we can.
It's called press man coverage, and you, as much as anyone, has been showing that and displaying that. But let's walk people through exactly what that means from your standpoint, because it involves a lot of handwork. I mean, give us kind of the blow-by-blow description of how this works.
All right, so when you're press man, you're pretty much 2 yards off the receiver, and your job is to disrupt him at the line. So every receiver, they try to run a straight line down the field so they have more room on the sideline to catch a fade or just more room to get inside. But at the line, if you get him off his route to go lateral 3 or 4 yards, then it throws everything off. The timing's thrown off, and he's not in the exact spot the quarterback wants him to be at the top of his route.
And a lot of this is predicated, too, on being able to get to the quarterback and in blitz packages and asking, though, your corners, as Buster just described, to play press man. Buster Skrine joined us going into his third year now in the National Football League. The young man who came to the Browns out of Tennessee Chattanooga here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, so you have shown that you can play both on the outside. You could play on the inside if you have to or ask to cover slot receivers as well. With a Justin Gilbert, a Pierre Desir, young corners that are brought in, even then Aaron Berry, Isaiah Trufant. Are you starting to impart, Buster, a little bit? Will some of the younger, the rookie corners, have you spoke to them? Have they asked you things about the nuances of this defense and what you experienced as a rookie and as a young player in the National Football League?
Yeah, one thing I preach is just work ethic. As long as they come in every day, work as hard as they can, they will get better. Because I didn't start my career off the best. But I feel like my work ethic helped me a lot last year, and it's got me better this year, and I'm just learning a lot. So I just preach to them, just have a good work ethic. You can't always play off of just athletic ability. But this is also my fourth year, too.
Yeah, okay, you're right. Third year pro heading into his fourth year. Yeah. There you go.
And what is it about that you're able to maybe learn and do now that you, because you, I know this about you. We've talked about this before. You take account of yourself after a previous season, kind of go over the things you can do better. You sit down and talk with those coaches. You still have a familiar guy in Bobby Babich on this staff that you worked with last year, and I know he had a lot to do with helping you improve last year. What are some of the specific areas, Buster, that you sought out to address between the end of last season and these off-season workouts?
Well, one thing I didn't do a good job of last year was getting hands-on receivers at the line. I was more of an inch-out type of corner. I played it soft at the line, but at the top of the route, I was better at that. So this year with this new coaching staff, I've really just been working on cutting receivers off at the line and disrupting the timing of the throw between the quarterback and the receiver. So other than that, I'm just trying to become a smarter player, learn more route recognition and things to expect on certain downs.
Buster, Mike Patton's pedigree is, we know, defensive coordinator, Baltimore Ravens and the New York Jets. He's said to love his cornerbacks, right? Mm-hmm. And the cornerbacks are his guys and kind of the lifeblood of what you have to have defensively. Has he kind of either had some fun with you guys about that or joked with you about that, letting you know, hey, you corners, you're my people. You're the guys that I butter my bread with.
I know he likes corners a lot, but we haven't – Coach kind of keeps things to himself.
And, does he? Okay.
Yeah. He
okay.
kind of keeps things to himself. I talk to him, you know, every now and then. But everybody knows he's a defensive guy, but he doesn't just single out corners. He speaks to everyone as a whole.
And Buster Skrine is joining us, cornerback for the Browns here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. So – give us a sense now. You got one more day of practice tomorrow, the mandatory minicamp, and then basically 6 weeks to yourself. You, the coaching, the players, the coaches as well, and then it reconvenes in late July back in Berea. That's a lot of time, Buster, between now and the time that you're really doing specific football stuff. So what is the mindset? Do you completely shut it down and get away from football? How are you going to treat these coming days, weeks off?
Well, that first week I probably take off, let my body rest since we've been going hard, the past 2 months. And then the second week I'll get back into running, lifting light weights. And then the next 3 weeks after that, I'll go super hard on the weights, running, things like that, and then gear it down right before training camp so my body's ready for the season.
Number 22 on that corner, Buster Skrine. We're delighted he's in studio with us here in Berea, Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. All right, Buster, everybody ask, and everybody's talking quarterbacks around here with Johnny Manziel being drafted, Brian Hoyer the incumbent. As the offensive system unfolds, what are you seeing on that corner as you face the Browns quarterbacks in this new system? Is there any differentiation for you in terms of how quarterbacks are applying their skills to Kyle Shanahan's system?
Kyle Shanahan's system, I think a lot of the throws is timing. You have to be able to sit in the pocket, trust that your receivers are going to come out their breaks at the right time, and I think Hoyer is doing a good job with that. And I think Johnny Manziel is doing a good job with that, too.
And your role, too, besides that of a guy who is involved with the coverage and playing corner, is in special teams. You've been involved in the return game, it looks like. How much have you felt that Chris Tabor, the special teams coordinator, and Coach Patton have talked with you about your involvement in a return game and how prominent a role can you see yourself having that, knowing you're a very prominent guy in the defense?
This year is the first year I've been named the starting returner as of now. I know Travis returned some kicks also, but I'm just going to take it on as a challenge. I want to do my best at it. It's my first year that I'll go in as a starter at returner because, usually Cribs was here and then
right.
we had our running back do it last year because I started a lot of games last year. So this year I'm just looking forward to doing it. I haven't done it since college.
Yeah, talk more about that. I mean, you say you're looking forward to it. What are some of the parts of it that you like? And again, we know why you're qualified for this because you bring that great speed. But just give me a sense of how you see yourself maybe impacting that position for the Browns.
When you're a returner it's a game-changing position. You can change the momentum of a game, set up your offense for good field position. It's just a position I like, and not everybody likes being a returner because, it's high risk of getting hurt, but I'm definitely looking forward to it.
Buster, play like a Brown. It's all over this building. It's the mantra now. It's the motto. What does it mean to you? What will you derive from yourself to play like a Brown in this new regime?
Well, Coach always talks about being relentless, being smart, playing with courage, being a team player. Everybody's buying into it, and he always brings it up, play like a Brown, play like a Brown, play like a Brown. So I'm pretty sure everybody on the team knows exactly what it means now because we've heard it so much. But I think people take pride in trying to play like a Brown every day.
One of the guys who helps reinforce that message is Dante Whitner. As a player, even though he's new to this team, he brings kind of that natural leadership role, the veteran player that he is, the success that he's had in his career, especially with San Francisco. What kind of a teammate has he been, and what is that influence like? Because it seems to me like when Dante's out there, it just sets a different tone in the secondary.
Yeah, Dante approaches every day with the mentality just to work hard. He has that dog mentality. He tries to put it in everybody. Don't feel sorry for nobody. Like, let's keep going at him, keep going at him, keep going at him. So having Dante on the field is a lot of fun. He's definitely a big leader. Sometimes he calls out the plays before they even snap the ball. So he's a smart player. He's a physical player, and he has great ball skills also.
And Carlos Dansby as well. Let's talk about what Dansby brings, because he's been one of the top producers in terms of forcing fumbles, picks as a linebacker in the league for the last couple of years. Is he going to be the type of leader that position maybe demands in this 3-4?
Yeah, when Carlos talks, everybody listens. He's always in the right spot on the field. And he's been in the league for a long time, so you can't do nothing but respect that.
Yeah.
And the other thing, from a standpoint of working in practice, Michael brought up the quarterbacks, but how about the receiving corps? Because it's so different, because Josh Gordon – now, he hasn't been part of the practice so far this week, or at least he's got that, as the coach called it, a ding early in yesterday's practice. But you're seeing new guys. Andrew Hawkins, your Anthony Armstrong. I mean, these are new names. Your sense of trying to cover them or deal with them, I know you're not on all of them all the time, but just a couple of quick scouting reports on what you see of these newer receivers in the group.
Well, Hawkins is a jitterbug. he changes direction well. He's fast. He tries to make you look bad after he catches the ball. He's just a good receiver, and I played against him every year. But just being in practice with him, you truly find out how really good he is. Armstrong's been playing for a while in the NFL. He's very fast. He's a very fast guy. People underestimate his speed, and he'll run right past you. So he makes a lot of plays. And all the young guys are also doing good, too. Just seeing all these young guys step in and play every day, I don't even know all their names.
Yeah, the undrafted – we call them just the undrafted free agents, right?
But they're just doing a good job in the system.
Buster, what gives you more – or what would you – you mentioned Hawkins being a jitterbug type, shifty, a guy that can get in and out of breaks. Dude, have you found in your first 3 years that – the larger physical wide receivers maybe are more difficult and you've got to hone in on more film work or homework? Or is it the smaller, quicker, speedier guys, say, that usually run out of the slot?
Usually, I really don't look at the size of the receiver or things like that. I just try to figure out what their weakness is. Like, everybody in the NFL is good, but everybody has a weakness also.
Mm.
So, some bigger receivers, it's hard for them to get off press. Some smaller receivers, hard for them to get off press. And then some guys you have to play off just because they're good at getting off press and just better at the line. So, really, it's not the size. It's just figuring out what advantages you can get off of him.
All right, we got a tweet question. And I don't know. This never occurred to me, and I've known you now, like you said, about four. This is 4 years. But Paul Myers, who's a regular tweeter to this show, says, I got to ask and wants us to ask you, how and why – did you get the nickname or the name Buster? Was that kind of something you were given at birth, or is that how did it come about?
My grandma gave me the nickname Buster, not for any specific reason, but me and my dad have the same exact name. Our real name is Daryl.
Okay.
So I'm Daryl Jr., Daryl Sr. So instead of her just saying Daryl and we both looking at the same time, she called him Butch And then she called me Buster.
You're so, Buster. All right. Yeah. And that stuck. All right. Well, we got an answer. That's a good, good little tidbit, good little piece of knowledge about you. Buster, thank you so much. We appreciate your time. And, again, you've really been impressive out there. It's been fun to watch. And we look forward to seeing it all come together again at training camp. By the way, are tempers calmed down? I mean, that got a little out of hand today.
Yeah, it's definitely competitive. One thing they said when they came here, they want everybody to compete. You can see we're bringing a lot of guys in. A lot of dudes from different teams. Then you got the old Cleveland Browns still here. So it's just a competitive atmosphere right now.
So is that I want to assume that you're saying that it's a healthy thing, or when you start teammates start, you know, duking it out on the field, start fighting, does that get a little what's your take on that?
I feel like it's a healthy thing because you know everybody.
Nice.
You know everybody's competing, and it means something to people. So
I think
Big Phil Taylor is your enforcer. There's no question about that.
Security guard.
He's the security guard.
And he doesn't need anything but his own mammoth stature, too.
Right.
No weapons needed for Big Phil.
Well, enjoy the time off, and of course, again, we look forward to seeing you back here, and we'll get you back on the show during training camp.
Cool. Thanks, for
thanks, Buster. Great to see you.
Buster Screen, cornerback for the Browns, joins us here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. We've got much more coming up. We've got the mailbag we want to get to because it is Wednesday. We want to get into those questions. We know you got a whole bunch for us. Ron Jaworski going to join us from ESPN at the bottom of the hour. So much ahead on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.